Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kinze planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Well, packers and feedlots remain in their usual standoff so far this week, with cash trade looking more like business will take place steady to maybe lower, just a bit lower. The steep decline of cattle futures may give packers the edge in negotiations. However, strong cutout values balance the business. There are some reports trickling in that beef demand is slipping, but there's no concrete evidence of this yet. The hog futures have made an impressive move higher during the past 3 days as market sentiment seems to have changed. Reports are that U.S. and China are close to sealing an agreement which would end the tariff war. Even if the trade war is settled, it will take some time before exports would move back to pre-tariff levels. More reports were released that African swine fever has taken a significant toll on the country's hog numbers. Chinese pork prices have risen about 20% as its own supplies are decreasing. We've yet to see a surge in exports to the country, but until we do, the market could still be on shaky ground in the near term. Now, moving to the grains, wheat contracts are weaker across the board this morning, although the 22 to 24 cent rally in winter wheat seemed to be the only thing people want to discuss. The rally was impressive, but so too were the managed fund short positions, which were susceptible to a pocket of short covering. Corn futures are slightly weaker this morning, consolidating after yesterday's key reversal higher. Fresh contract lows were made yesterday before buying began, although it remains to be seen whether this was a dead cat bounce due to market structure or the beginning of a base and reversal process higher. The 20-cent gains in Kansas City wheat futures were certainly supportive, but outside of the wheat strength, there was precious little for fresh news. Now, soybean futures are weaker this morning as well, giving back part of yesterday's gains as prices slipped back below the 100-day moving average, but remains above the 200-day average. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on the livestock futures, April live cattle was down 235, 126.65. June down 157, 118.67. March feeder cattle down $1, 141.30. April down 157, 144.40. April hogs up 80 cents, 63.65. May was up 72 cents, 71.75. Kansas City wheat, May down 5.25 at 437.5. July was down 5.25 at 446.5. Chicago wheat, May down 5 cents, 448. July down 4.5. 456.25. May corn down 3/4 at 365. July was down 3/4 of a penny, 374.75. May soybeans down 1¼ at 895.75. July was down 1.5 cents at 909.5. May cotton up 38 cents, 75.23. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.